Hello and welcome back to the Adventures in Marketing podcast. If you are a returning listener, thank you very much for sticking with me. If you are new, thank you for giving this a shot. I hope you enjoy it. I am your host, Gwen Montoya. I'm a marketing strategist, although lately I'm liking to call myself a marketing guide because I guide people through marketing decisions and how to grow their business. And I kind of dig guide right now more than any other word. I may or may not stick with it. So today's episode is a common issue with business owners. Actually, pretty much everybody has this question, and that is pricing. How do you price your thing, whatever that is, whether that's a physical product or it's a service? How do you price it? And there are, I'll preface this by saying there are lots and lots of formulas online that you can find. Just Google pricing formula and you will find them. It's probably going to be more helpful to the handmade people if you're out there listening to this episode. It's going to help you probably more than a service person, but my general, you know, back of a envelope sort of calculations will give you at least something to start with. And then you can go and dig into some deeper formulas to match your specific business need. So the thing I see over and over, and it drives me up a wall, is somebody posts or asks a question or sends me an email that says, what would you pay for this? Like, that's not helpful. It's not going to help you. If you're asking other people what they would pay for your hard work, it's not going to work. Other questions that I think people should be asking instead is, especially when it comes to handmade, is how much does it cost me to make this? What is the cost of my materials? What is my time cost? Meaning, how long does it take me to make this? How many can you make in a day or in a work period? What is the frequency in which you can create? What is the cost of delivery if you need to pay for that? What is your website cost or your Etsy listings or your eBay listings or whatever crafting place that you are listing? What are the listing fees? What are the charges that you have to be aware of? If you need business cards, if you need a website, if you have to rent space, right? If you have booths at fairs, or you rent a corner of a shop for your little shop, those are things you have to be aware of. What are your miscellaneous marketing costs? What does it cost you to hire somebody like me to help you figure out all of your marketing, right? Or if you run Facebook ads or any of those things. What about taxes? You have to pay taxes. What about any licensing you need? Any business licensing? Anything from the state, the county, your city, whatever you need? These are all things that go into your pricing, and none of them are impacted when you ask a stranger or somebody, your friend or your cousin or your sister, what would you pay for this? So let's play with some numbers, right? Because I think I always personally work better with numbers, and I think other people do too. So let's say you have an item that costs $20 to make. It costs you 3 hours of time to make it. I like calling it time cost. And the reason I like calling it that is because I see so many people pricing something incredibly low, and they'll say, well, I was just at home, right? Okay, yes, you were at home and maybe you were watching a TV show while you worked on this thing, or you listened to a podcast or an audiobook or something. Maybe you're listening to this podcast, whatever it is, right? But that's still time of your life. That's still 3 hours of your life that you don't get back. You gave that up to make this thing. That's worth something. That is not valueless. So your materials are $20. It costs you 3 hours to make it. If you sell it for $20, you have made no money, but you've lost 3 hours of time. If you sell it for $40, it sounds better, right? It's double what your materials cost was. But when you subtract $20 in materials from $40 of the sale, you only made $20 for 3 hours of work, which breaks down to just over $6 an hour. That's less than minimum wage. And it is absolutely not enough to cover your time and expenses. If you sell it for, let's go up higher, let's say you sell it for $60. So you, again, subtract the $20 in straight materials cost, and you're left with a $40 profit. But that comes over 3 hours, that comes out to $13 an hour. Depending on where you are, that's still not minimum wage. And almost no matter where you are, it's going to be really tough to meet your time, your expenses, and taxes, and all of those extra things that you have to pay for from $13 an hour. The next question is, if it takes you 3 hours to make something, how many can you make in a day? A lot of my clients are moms and business owners. So, you know, if you are a mom and you're spending 3 hours a day working on something, you probably can maybe make two a day. You probably don't have 9 hours a day to work straight on making something. So that's something to think about, is not only what is your materials cost, but what are the other costs in your business, including what is your time worth, right? If you're not paying yourself, you know, at least a minimum wage amount, and really when you work for minimum wage, the company that pays you pays some of your taxes. So you actually pay more. It's a weird system we have. You actually pay more when you're self-employed, right? If you're paying yourself less than you could make doing the most basic job available, is it really worth it? Is it really worth the stress and the anxiety that comes with running your own business if you're not even making enough to live on? And it's really, I think for a lot of times it's not. What about services, right? Like what I do, I'm a service business. So in addition to the costs that I mentioned before, like taxes and website and, you know, those kinds of things, we also have subscription services. So I pay for Canva, I pay for some other things. And if you're a crafter, you may be paying for Canva too. It's a great program. Also, any ongoing training or certification that a service business might have to take that a product business doesn't have to take, those also need to be factored into your cost. And for face-to-face businesses, something like acupuncture or massage, where a client can look and say, I was on the table for 60 minutes, therefore I paid this amount for 60 minutes of this service, it's a little bit easier. They can understand that price, right? But when it is something less tangible, like what I do, where I spend an hour before I meet with a client prepping, or photographers where they spend time prepping, they spend time editing, they spend time selecting the photo. So there's time that happens where the client doesn't see it. And when that happens, it's not that you have to price your services lower because the client can't see it. What it means is you have to be better at educating your client so that they understand what they're paying for. And I think that falls into the makers too. If your products or your materials are organic, if they are rarer, if they are harder to get, if they are more exclusive, if they are of a higher quality, then all of these things have to be made really clear to your buyer. And they have to be made clear to your buyer before they get to the point where it's in their cart and they're trying to order it. Because at that point, it's too late. You have to do the education process from the very beginning, from all of your copy, from the way that you talk about your product, from the way that others talk about it, from your branding and your colors and the way that you make a client feel. All of that goes into them deciding that it's worth whatever that price is that they're going to pay. And it has, like I said, it has to happen before they hit the order button, or it's too late, because then they're just price shopping, right? And you don't want somebody who is only looking for the cheapest option to be your client. They are almost universally the worst to work with, which doesn't even make sense. They're getting the thing as cheap as possible, but they are the ones who are going to be harder to work with. So after you do that client education, right? And then you're still left wondering, what would somebody pay for it? Because that's a thing that we still want to know, right? And I think that if you're going to ask that question after you've done all of these things and you know at least what your minimum price would be for it, at least you know this $20 thing that takes you 3 hours to make, you have to sell it for $80, or it's just not worth it, or you have to sell it for $300, depending on what your needs are. And then you still go and you ask your friend who supports you in every way, what would you pay for this, right? And you go and you ask your mom, or you ask another friend who is also supportive. And basically, these people have your best interest at heart, and they want to give you an answer that's going to, that they feel is the best answer for you, right? And one person says $30. And you're like, ouch. And the other person says $75. And that's a huge difference. But the thing is, each of those people, they're coming at this problem with their own money hangups, and they're coming at it with their own set of baggage. So they might be thinking about whether or not they can do it themselves, whether or not their bank account can afford it, whether or not that's a thing that in general they value. So if you're asking someone, what would they pay for a painting, and they don't collect paintings and they don't have any hanging in their home, then that's not something that they value. Their opinion is going to be completely different than somebody who collects paintings and loves to have handmade things in their home. Those are two completely different people, and neither is good or bad or right or wrong. It's just that they have different values coming into the equation, right? Like, math suddenly gets weighty when you are talking about somebody's personal feelings or their emotions or their background or their history or, you know, their whatever it is that makes them feel that this is a thing that they would pay for and that's not. And you can't control that. That's one of the most frustrating things. You can't control whether or not a buyer values what you do. You can only make sure that you're educating them to the best point so that if they make the decision to buy, they know what they're buying. So how do we educate our clients? First, we share the value and the experience. We explain the things that they might not be able to see and they might not understand. If your product is organic, you have to talk about it a lot. Every time you talk about your product, if it is organic, you have to talk about it being organic. You have to talk about your source. You have to talk about why you chose to be organic every time. It needs to be a part of your brand so that as soon as somebody thinks about that, they automatically understand that this is something that is not grocery store level of product. It is in our copy on our website or on our social media posts or in our email. The way that we talk about it, the words that we use matter because that helps somebody who's never seen, touched, held, or smelled our product to get a better understanding of it. Our branding comes in, as I mentioned before. If you're just starting a business, then look at color theory, look at the way that different colors make people feel, look at the words that we use and how they can make people feel. Look at your packing materials, right? If you order something and it is very expensive and it is slapped in a box and sent to you, do you feel like you ordered something that was expensive? No. You feel like you ordered something that was a random purchase off the internet. But if it comes and it is beautiful and it is packaged and it is exactly the kind of experience you were hoping to have when you ordered it, that's something that you're going to talk about and it's going to make you want to tell others. And that's going to be the same thing for your clients. So when you're thinking about how to talk about your brand and how to talk about the service that you offer, it needs to match the price point. You can have a really brief, not incredibly descriptive sales page for a $5 item. Put it up, it's a picture, it's $5. If it's $5,000, you have to do a lot more talking to explain to people why it's worth $5,000, what they're getting out of it, and why they need it. It's also important not to compare your prices to somebody else's. You don't know. It's also important not to look at what somebody else is charging for the kind of thing that you do or the kind of product that you make and feel like you have to match your prices to theirs because you don't know what their back end looks like. You don't know what they're paying for materials. You don't know what they're paying for all of the other things. And you don't know what their own money mindset is, especially if it seems low and you feel like you have to lower your price to match theirs. You don't know. Maybe they have weird hangups around money and you don't want that kind of hangup infecting your work, right? So make a list of all of the expenses you have. Make a list of what it costs you to make things or how long it takes you to work with a client. Figure out your drive time, your travel time, all of those extra expenses. Those have to be factored in to your prices. Those have to be factored into your prices so that you can give the correct price that will be sustainable for you. Because the last thing I want you to do is hit burnout. It's not any fun. You're not going to enjoy it. It's not going to help your business or your personal life in any way. So when it comes to pricing, instead of asking, what would you pay for this? Look at that list. Figure out the formula of what you need to charge to be sustainable. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to learn more about me and what I do, you can find me at gwenmontoya.com. If you are ready for a little bit of monthly marketing help, you can join my new membership group at gwenmontoya.com/membership, and I'd love to see you there, because everybody needs a little bit of marketing support that they can rely on that is easily accessible and affordable.